Support for this News from Lake Wobegon podcast comes from the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, the bed that lets you adjust the mattress firmness to your preference, your sleep number.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been warm. We had a lot of rain. We had some beautiful storms. It was a gorgeous storm. Came in about Wednesday, these big thunder clouds roiling around up in the sky, and this beautiful white thunder cloud came drifting through, and lightning and thunder coming out of it, and beams of light coming down out of the thunder cloud. It felt like the second coming for a while, and too bad it didn't occur a week before. People might have gone to church last Sunday. Attendance was the lowest it has been all summer, and attention was about the lowest it had been. Pastor Enquist stood up there in the pulpit, and he had the feeling he could have preached nudism and free love, and people would have still sat there and nodded and looked up at him with that same interested look on their faces. And then a woman walked in an orange dress, and she sat about three rows from the back, who had never been in this church before, which got the interest of the ushers right away, and the pastor as well, and he started to lose his way in the sermon, looking at her, trying to imagine who she was and what she was looking for here. She had a big broad-brimmed hat. She just looked down at the Bible in her lap. The sermon was the sermon about Jesus calming the waters on the Sea of Galilee, with the disciples all in the boat. They were kind of jittery because just moments before, he had thrown the demon out of the crazy man who came running down at them, screaming at them, which really will ruin your day. A naked berserk person running straight at you and screaming, and then you get into the boat, and there's a big storm comes up and almost drowns you, and you probably think to yourself, this guy's not the Messiah, this guy's bad luck. But he calmed the waters, and as Pastor Enquist was giving the sermon, he could see a bat flying the length of the sanctuary, back and forth, and he became sort of hypnotized by it, and he started to talk about peace and about forgiveness, and he couldn't quite keep track of what he was saying. And the woman got up out of her pew and she walked out the door of the sanctuary, and the bat flew right behind her and out with her, and nobody was ever any the wiser about it. You were expecting I would explain this to you, and I can't. Some things just happen that way. It's a gorgeous week. We had all this rain, and the drought is lifted, and everything was lush and beautiful, and hummingbirds flying, hovering there in the garden, and their great long needles drawing the nectar out of the beautiful flowers of the trumpet vine. As all of us do this time of year, we're all kind of fluttering and we're all kind of vibrating and drawing all this beauty out from this gorgeous world. Teenagers wandering through the main streets of town. This is kind of their mating season, or they think it should be. But they're goslings. They're not able to fly yet, so their parents have to get in their way and harass them and interrupt them. It's that paradise time of year, when we just sort of carried away from ourselves. There's a great romance going on among these teenagers. Two young people, just inseparable. They were attached at the hands, and they would keep disappearing and going off places, and people were worried about them. She was an honor student at Lake Wobegon High. She graduated a few weeks ago. She was accepted to Concordia College, and she got a job at Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery, and then she went down to Minneapolis under the influence of this romance, and she came back with a plug in her tongue. It was a plug that flashed a little red light when she opened her mouth. Her parents were horrified, of course, and they threatened her with all sorts of things, but she would not take the tongue plug out. And then she made a deal with her father that she would take the plug out if he would keep his mouth shut when he chewed his food at the dinner table, which he has had a harder time keeping, so she still has the plug. Anyway, she fell in love with this boy, and this was all lovely until they were at the beach, and she dropped her sunglasses, and he bent to pick them up, and out of him came this loud blast like a trombone at the circus. And suddenly he became part of the clown show. And those two were never able to look each other in the eye after that. Just the power of shame and humiliation at this time of year, because it's so perfect, you see. It's a paradise. We live in this lush green paradise. And so when any little thing goes amiss, it causes terrible, terrible disappointment. This is the problem with perfection. This is why we avoid it for the most part in Lake Wobegon, because once you reach the peak, you have nowhere to go but down. Many people die in the month of June. They're lying in their nursing home, and they got through winter, and that kind of wore them out, and now they're resting and relaxing, and they bring a tray into them and set it down, and somebody forgot to bring the milk for their coffee. And they ordered the fruit plate, but here's pineapple, and they hate pineapple, and they close their eyes, and they die just out of disappointment. Small things can kill them. Marilyn Tollerud welcomed her daughter-in-law, Natalie, and son Scott over for lunch this last week. And Marilyn did as she always does. She made a devil's food cake for them when they came. And Natalie looked at it, and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and she had a big slab of chocolate cake sitting in front of her. And she said, "It's a wonder people in this family don't go around in size 42 pants." Well, it was the wrong thing to say. And then she tried to make it right by saying, "I mean, it's a really lovely cake," which only made it worse, of course, just drove the nail deeper into Marilyn's chest. Marilyn has not spoken to her ever since, has not really spoken of her ever since. It just put up a wall between them. Things have been tentative before, and now they're pretty solid. Arlene Bunsen asked Marilyn. She had heard rumors that Natalie was pregnant. Marilyn said, No. "Some people are just so self-centered, they never should have children," she said. But she did send for a video, 30 Days to a Slimmer You, which involves cod liver oil and a lot of sit-ups, which she is going to start next week, Monday or Tuesday. The Headlands were sitting and having supper. Similar thing. And Roger knew that Cindy had been busy. She'd been planning a Lutheran women's retreat for a couple of weeks. But he pointed out, it wasn't meant to be critical at all. It was just an observation. It was a commentary. It wasn't meant to be an accusation. He just pointed out the fact that they had had this same hot dish 3 times already this week. And this was the 4th. She stood up from the table and she picked up her plate. She walked out to the back door. She kicked it open with her foot and she threw the plate as hard as she could out towards the garden. And she turned and she told him that she was looking forward to this Lutheran women's retreat as she has never looked forward to anything before in her life. 1 week away with people who understand her, there will be no cooking whatsoever. There will be no criticism. This is a retreat that she has planned herself. And unlike most Lutheran women's retreats in the past, this one includes white wine. There will be a gin night as well. There will be martinis. As long as you're going to retreat, you may as well retreat on all fronts. Just go all the way back. It's the story of this time of year. People are in a delicate mood. The big yellow bus pulled up to Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church to pick up 50 kids to go off to Camp Zion for 2 weeks, a Bible camp. Their mothers said goodbye to them. Kids going off to learn a little bit about the Bible and to learn how to live with 15 other campers in one cabin and to learn how to deal with bullies and troublemakers and comedians. And also, we hope to learn how to poop in a public toilet. This is a camp. You don't have your own personal little space there. And so you have to learn to go into a place and sit in a stall whose walls do not go all the way down to the floor. And in the boys' toilet, there are no walls between. And you just have to do what you have to do. Kids, you have to do it, that's all. It's one thing you learn at Bible camp, is that people are not studying you. Everybody is in the same boat. Everybody has to do it. So you just, but you know perfectly well, these mothers know, bidding these children goodbye, that a lot of these kids are going to try to hold it in. And this is not a good idea. The possibility of a blowout is really strong. You could be playing softball and you swing hard and you hit a home run, and but something else has happened and you have to run in the opposite direction. You could be in a swim meet and you dive into the water. And you're swimming, and people are yelling at you, go, 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 and you go, and this could scar you for the rest of your life. So they pack apples in their children's knapsacks. They tell them to go and have a good time and do what the counselors tell you to do. Go, go, be well, be happy, and go when you need to go. It's that time of year. The cool of the evening comes in, the sun goes down, you lie in bed and you smell fresh wood, people cutting wood for winter, and you smell the lily of the valley growing alongside your house, and you hear the lake far off, and you hear a motor, and you remember when you were a kid and you used to go out for a whole day. Your parents had no idea where you were. You just went out into the ravines down by the lake, and you caught tadpoles and crawdads, and you waded in the water, and you lay around with your friends, and you talked, and summer passed so gracefully, and you had no idea back then how swiftly this would all pass away and how much you would long for it, looking back on it years later. Summer. Life is a gift. Live every day. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, all the children are above average.